This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Stocks are higher after Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said the central bank could slow its interest rate hikes as soon as next month.
Bloomberg reporter Scott Landman is on our news line. Scott, Wall Street is taking Powell's words well. What can we read into them?
Well, first of all, he did say that they're going to slow down the pace of interest rate hikes. They've raised interest rates by 0.75 percentage point for four straight meetings. So that's almost 4 percentage points that their main interest rate has gone up. Now Powell's indicating that they are going to slow that down a bit and raise rates by just 0.5 percentage point, also known as 50 basis points at the December meeting. So markets are taking some comfort from that. In addition, Powell's been pretty aggressive lately in talking about the need to curb inflation, and he did reiterate some of that message today, but maybe he didn't go so much further to say we really need to crush that. He said he's not trying to crush the economy with these interest rate hikes. So those are some of the things that markets probably took comfort from.
Scott, is the Fed going to slow its rate hikes because of new data or because it just wants to tap the brakes and see how the previous rate hikes shake out?
Well, there have been some indications that some parts of the economy are slowing down. Obviously, the housing market has slowed pretty substantially across the nation, with mortgage rates surging and hitting 7% nationwide recently. So that's one part of it. In addition, the labor market is starting to slow a bit. There are some signs of that, even though unemployment is still pretty low. There are other parts of the economy that are showing some signs of slowing down, like consumer spending isn't quite super robust, even though it's largely been holding up. So you have that coming, as well as there are some also initial indications that inflation might be coming down and the Fed doesn't need to quite raise interest rates quite as aggressively as before.
So which indicators will the Fed be watching closely in the weeks and months ahead?
Well, one of them is coming out tomorrow. It's called the PCE Inflation Index, and that's the one that the Fed likes to watch to see, what underlying inflation is in the economy. So that'll be an important one. In a couple of weeks, the other main inflation gauge, the Consumer Price Index, comes out. And then there's also the jobs report this coming Friday for November, which is expected to show a slightly slower pace of hiring. The Fed will also be watching what the unemployment rate does there.
A couple of months ago, when inflation was hitting 40-year highs, all the talk was about recession. Is that still a possibility?
It still is. In fact, most economists see a recession as more likely than not. The Fed Chair Jay Powell today he was asked that question again. He was kind of reluctant to go there. He said he still sees the possibility of what the Fed calls a soft landing, which is basically inflation will come down, unemployment might go up a bit, but we don't have a severe recession in the United States.
All right, Scott, thank you. Good analysis from Bloomberg's Scott Landman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.